why is it not a good idea to try to trick a snake?
I don't know why.
Because he can't pull his leg.
It's time for Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall. Don't care about nothing, just waiting for the fall. Holly Ivy sitting on a fence. Joker came around and stole her sixpence. Yonder come old Cluckin, been cooking up a storm. And I've been so hungry since early morn. But I ain't got nothing worth a penny's tune. But I can sing this song from now until next noon. Little Red, Little Red, let me walk with you. We'll head to Grandma's house, cook her up some stew. Big, bad, ugly wolf, you look so sick and mean. But if you can find my house, I'll give you more to eat. Folks, it's time to get on down. Gather up your breadcrumbs, throw them on the ground. Give me $5 and I'll dance with Birdie Brown. Jack Sprat went to town to see what he could eat. Sugar by
on a fairy tale is Casey Rausch from a release called Wildflowers right here on the Children's Hour. Hello, this is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We're Kids Public Radio. We're coming out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and just so happy to be with everyone here on all of the radio stations we're on, plus the kids on Zoom. Hello, kids. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's with us today?
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Lily May.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's Maya Lou.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Beth.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Well, thank you all for being here today, and thank you all for listening out in listener land. We're really excited about today's show because we have a special guest. Thanks to the generosity of the New Mexico Humanities Council Speakers Bureau, we have Dr. Rosalia Pacheco. She's an associate professor at the University of New Mexico and at the Diné College. But she's also a renowned storyteller, and her rendition, her telling of the story La Llorona will bring chills up your spine. That is coming very soon. We're spending today learning about folk tales. These are stories that get passed down from generation to generation to generation. They change a little, but by and large, they really remain pretty much the same. Some have been written down, like in the Grimm's fairy tales, and you'll hear some of those today, but some have just been an oral tradition or just told one person after another. La Llorona is like the one that's just told, and it's an important story that teaches a lesson. These are the Seegers. This is from American Folk Songs for Children, right here on the Children's Hour.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on his thumb with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played two. He played knick-knack on his shoe. Knick-knack, a paddywhack, give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
This old man, he played three. He played knick-knack on his knee with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played four. He played knick-knack on the floor with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone.
This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played five. He played knick-knack on his knives with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played six. He played knick-knack on his sticks with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
This old man, he played seven. He played knick-knack up to heaven with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone.
This old man came rolling home.
Knick-knack,
a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played nine. He played knick-knack on his spine
with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, and give your dog a bone.
This old man came rolling home. This old man, he played ten. He played knick-knack now and then with a knick-knack, a paddywhack, give your dog a bone. This old man came rolling home.
Welcome back to the Children's Hour. Today on the show, we are talking about folk tales. These are stories that have been handed down for generations. Today on the show, our special guest is with us thanks to the generous support of the New Mexico Humanities Council's Speakers Bureau. Please join me in welcoming to the Children's Hour, Dr. Rosalia Pacheco.
So I'm so happy to be here today with you to share a story that is so important to me, my culture, my cultura. I'm from Nuevo Mexico, from New Mexico. And I learned as a little girl, I learned the story of La Llorona. And you may know what that means, but you may not know what it means. It means the wailing woman. And so this story has been told for centuries. Some of you may have heard different versions than this, the version I'm going to share with you today, but there are so many stories similar to La Llorona throughout the world. In fact, in England, they have a story called Jenny Greenteeth. And Jenny Greenteeth is this monster woman, this monster that is in the sea, that is covered with green slime. Ooh, just imagine what that looks like. And the reason that people stay away from the edge of dangerous water is because they say that Jenny Greenteeth will grab you and pull you in. Now, that is just a character from that story, of course. And so we know some characters might be a little scary, like the character of La Llorona that I'm going to share with you in a little while. But these stories teach lessons. You may be wondering, why would somebody tell a story like Jenny Greenteeth or talk about this monster by the water? It could be that that story has been told to keep children safe and not to get too close to dangerous water where they could fall, they could drown. So similar to Jenny Greenteeth, the story of La Llorona, the wailing woman, has been told throughout the Spanish-speaking world. And people have used this as a teaching tool. So I'm going to share one version of the story of La Llorona. I'm going to need your help because I'm going to act as though I'm the character. Have any of you met La Llorona? No, well, you're going to now on radio. You're going to imagine what I look like. I'm going to describe what it's like and how I change, how I transform into the ghost that everybody hears and everybody knows so much about throughout the world. But as I'm telling the story, I want you to think about what lessons might be learned. Why has this story been told for many, many years? And then we'll talk a little bit about that afterwards. So are you ready for La Llorona? Okay, let me see if she's here.
Ay, mis niños. ¿Dónde están mis niños? I cry as I travel along the acequias, searching for my children, they say. And they say one day my cries will stop when I find them. Ay. La 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 la.
Oh my goodness. How long have you been listening to me? Oh, you're probably wondering who I am, huh? And if you're thinking that I'm La Llorona, you're right. Mucho gusto. It's so nice to meet you. Well, they say that I was once a young woman, not so young now, huh? I was once a young woman who lived many years ago in places like Santa Fe. Well, they say I traveled throughout time and people can hear my wails. But you probably don't know much about me except that I look like a ghost. Well, right now, that's not the way I look, huh? I'll have to describe how I look when I'm roaming along the acequias. So this is how the story goes. I was once a young girl who loved to sing with the birds. In fact, I sang songs like this. Do you know what song that is? If you said Las Mañanitas, you're right. And you might have heard that song during birthdays or fiestas, festivals, parties. Well, I love to sing that beautiful song, and one of my favorite things to do was to go to a dance. And so I would get my favorite skirt on and go to the fiesta dances. Well, this one year, they were playing this beautiful song. It was my favorite song, La Varsoviana. As I was dancing, this young man came into the room. Some say he was the governor's son, and I wanted to dance with him. But times were very different. Marriages were arranged, and there were social classes. And so they say in some versions of the story that I was very poor, and this gentleman was very rich. He was prominent in the community. Well, this young man came up to me and asked me to dance, and I agreed. And soon we fell in love. You're saying, oh my goodness, La Llorona fell in love. Well, I did. And he asked me to marry him. And I said, of course I'll marry you. But as I mentioned before, they say that marriages were arranged and his father had already chosen someone for him to marry. And he would get all this land and riches if he married her. Well, of course, I was the one that he loved and he wanted to marry me. We had planned to be married, but his father was angry. He paced back and forth and he said, no, you will not marry this woman. And if you do, I will take all the riches and land away. Well, this young man was very spoiled. Do you know what it's like to be spoiled? No, you probably don't, huh? Well, this young man got everything he wanted. If he wanted food, comida, his father would run and get it for him. If he wanted new clothes, father would run and get it for him. So he loved that. He did not tell me his father's wishes. And so we had a quiet little wedding We had later had two beautiful children. But his father found out that his son had lied to him. And so he came back and told me, no, you have to give up your children. I will have land and riches, and I must never see you again. Of course, that was very sad, huh? I did not want that to happen. And so I cried and I cried for my children, knowing that one day he would come back very soon to take them away. Well, I usually loved to dance with my children. I would dance dances like, what was that dance? You got it, La Varsoviana. But after that day that I found out my children would be taken away, they say all I did was cry. And I cried and cried. This one day, it was very windy and cold, and I knew my children would be taken soon. I took them over to where I wash my clothes. I took my lavador with me. My children asked me, Mama, why are you crying? And I could not tell them. They asked me to dance, and I said, no, I can't dance. They asked me to sing, and I said, no, I can't sing. I yelled, go off and play. Oh, I wish that I had never yelled at them, but I was so, so sad. And so I cried and cried, and I even forgot where my children were. I was there by the river, and there were areas that they loved to play. But I forgot about them, and I began to wash my clothes. And as I washed the clothes with my lavador, the wind began to blow. And as the wind began to blow, the clouds came in and the sky grew dark. And I cried, ay, mis niños. Now, as I was crying, what I didn't know is my children had wandered off to a very dangerous place where the river was very, very high. And one of my children slipped in, and my other son jumped in to save him. But as I said, the water was raging and raging, and they called for my help, Mama. But I couldn't hear them because I was crying. Well, finally, it was time to pack up. I grabbed my lavador. I grabbed my things, and I looked around for my children. But they weren't there. I went up and down the river, and they were gone. I asked people in the nearby community, do you know where my children are? And everyone said no. Well, I never stopped looking, they say. Years have passed, and my crying does not stop. And my crying has lasted for so long, they say I turned like a ghost. My face became wrinkled and old. My eyes with bags under them because of all the tears. My hair became long and white. I cry, mis niños.
La Llorona, as told by Dr. Rosalia Pacheco, more with her coming right up on this episode of the Children's Hour about folk tales. Stick with us, we'll be right back. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder. from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for The Children's Hour.